Many passengers have left the Grand Princess to be housed in quarantine at Travis Air Force Base and other federal facilities. KCBS's Tim Ryan joining us from the Port of Oakland this morning, where others will disembark later today. Good morning, Tim.
Matt, good morning to you. Such a nice-looking ship and certainly quite visible from the Bay Bridge. Hopefully everybody on board is still asleep. And among the first offboarding on Monday were the sickest, who were, of course, taken to a hospital via ambulances. Hundreds of Californians were next off the boat, many of them spending their first night quarantined at Travis Air Force Base in Fairfield. They arrived last night after dark, most of them wearing face masks. They will be there for 2 weeks. Numerous Canadians have departed as well, leaving the bay on a chartered flight arranged by the State Department. This process is expected to take several days. Some will go to Marine Station Miramar in San Diego, others to military facilities in Texas and in Georgia. Others from overseas, including a pretty good British contingent, will also depart Oakland on chartered flights. Disembarkation will continue today after sunrise, and of course the 1,100 or so members of the crew will stay on board when the Grand Princess finally departs Oakland, probably in a couple of days. At the port, Tim Ryan, KCBS.